This conference is being recorded.
Hello and happy new year 2009. Welcome to the meditation for the economy, for the United States, the world, and you. I'm Phoenix. It's my pleasure to guide you on our meditation today in our sacred circle. You can learn more about our meditation for peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention today, as it is every day, is to transform consciousness in the United States economy, the world economy, and in the economy within each of us under grace. For it all starts with us. We open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are, to be the divine vessels, instruments of peace. Before we start today's New Year meditation, we'll start with today's New Year message from God from the book of the same title, page 183. Stop doing you. Be you. Honor your sacredness. I asked if there was a special theme for us to consider for this year, and not just this day, the first day of this new year, 2009, but if there was a theme for us to really heighten our awareness to keep with us throughout this year, 2009. And I was given this one: stop doing you, be you, honor your sacredness. There are four key words in this very simple, what appears to be simple, brief message. Do, meaning to perform, act, to exert, to work at, to work out, to solve as a problem. So when we are doing, we are acting outside of ourselves, working hard at it. It's like a physical, could be a mental, but here is exert, effort. It's effort. And oftentimes we think of people doing as doing to be like others, to be accepted by others, to achieve like others. So doing has a lot to do with not just performing, but critiquing, criticizing, comparing, judging. And we are guided to stop doing you. It's really that part alone is a huge message. Stop doing you, performing to be as others, to think like the race consciousness, to act out as others you think expect you to be. That takes effort. It is not natural for you. We are guided to be you. What is be? Live in you, to exist in you. It's just showing up and being who you are, the glorious, powerful, magnificent being who you are, to live as you versus doing you, acting as you believe others expect you to be, being caught up in other people's thoughts and expectations and actions, and striving, exerting to be like them, or get caught up with them, think like them, react like them. And when there are problems, deal with it from an external way. And then we're guided further. This is a powerful yet brief message. Honor your sacredness. And that has another two key words: honor, hold in high regard, respect, and taking the next step, adhere to principles considered right. Integrity. So when we're being you, we're told we are honoring our sacredness. Honor your sacredness, your integrity, your wholeness. When we are doing you, then we are reaching outside of our integrity. We create a breach inside of us. That's what feels so uncomfortable. And that's a clue for you to recognize when you are doing you versus being you, because doing you is uncomfortable. It's Adam integrity. There's a gap inside of you, a sense of incompletion. Again, honor your sacredness, and the word sacred, as we know, means holy. And it's really about recognizing and honoring, truly believing from the inside out that you are unique. You have a unique gift. You have a unique purpose. And if you'll simply listen inside, honor who you are, not try to fit into anyone else's system, that's when the whole universe opens up for you. That's the space to be in, to really, really attract peace, harmony, and prosperity, because that is who you are. Again, stop doing you. Be you. Honor your sacredness. We'll keep that message in mind, and I trust you will keep that message in mind again throughout today, this first day of the new year, and this year, 2009. Stop doing you, no matter what is happening outside of you. Stay centered and grounded in be you. Honor your sacredness. Trust yourself first. Turn inside for the answers. Believe in your higher voice, your true God self, for that's who you are. You are in integrity when you honor your godliness. I invite you now to breathe into your heart center. Nice, gentle breaths. We're breathing into our beingness, to the wholeness inside of us right now. And if you like, extend your arms out. Really recognize your angelic being and feel your arms as your angel wings bring you perfect balance and harmony, allowing you to fly high easily with a certain lightness, and always under grace, you're able to maneuver easily to whatever is happening out there. You're never caught up in it. You are able to circle around the storms, above the storms, under the storms. You always are gliding in your angelic self. That's how you feel. Open your arms wide and know that at any moment you are one with your true being. And as you breathe into your heart center, recognize and feel you have that much more space. For your chest is wide, your heart is wide open. Your breath has infinite space. Connect with the universe inside of you. Simply breathe in to your heart center. There you go. Nice, long, gentle breaths. And when you breathe out, do it twice as slowly as you took your breath in. Simply slowing it down, becoming one with the rhythm of the universe. Becoming one with the vibration of the universe. Breathing into your heart center. You may notice a light, a color. Breathe into that color. The color does not matter. Green, pink, white, red. And if you see no color, imagine the color of your choice. Simply breathe into the color inside your heart center now. And as you do, see it expand, pulsate with the rhythm of the universe now. Perhaps your whole mind is aglow It's all perfect. You cannot do this wrong. Simply listen to your breath. Feel your chest rise and fall. And know that you are one with the universe. You are one with the vibration of the universe, the energy, the God force, the life-creating energy that created this world, our planet, that created everything that's come before us, everything that'll come after us. For it is all here now, in this perfect moment, breathing into your heart center. Allow yourself to pass through that color. Pass through that color. And perhaps see infinite colors. See many stars inside. See the universe inside. Inside of you is the reflection of the universe outside of you. The cosmos, who you are. Notice the light inside of you. This is really who you are. They say we're truly all light beings. We are simply a vibration of love. For that is vibration. All light is energy. All energy emits vibration. There's nothing esoteric here. It is who we are. And at our core, when we let go of all external thinking and acting and beliefs, we are love. That is the creative life force of the universe. That is God. Breathe into your core being now with that knowingness. You are love. You are love, you are loved, and you are a loving being. Feel that love right now. Imagine that the universe inside of you is simply an ocean of love, a sea of love. Feel the warmth with every wave. You are simply one with the waves of the universe. You float back and forth and are moved forward effortlessly under grace. And all you have to do is recognize that you are here in the sea of love, the ocean of the universe, inside of you. And when we take that knowingness outside of us, we are able to flow with all things. We're able to transmute all things. We're able to be our magnificent self. For we are one with the life-creating energy of the universe. Feel yourself now one with the ocean of the universe in the sea of love. Feel the warmth all around you. See the light inside of you shining on you now, dazzling you with its brightness, bringing that smile to your face as you feel that glow, that oneness, that pure oneness, like walking through a forest, everything still and quiet, and you're one with all that you see and feel all around you. You've been transported to another place, and yet we are here right now. Feel that peace inside, that oneness with your beingness, knowing who you are, a child of God, all is well. You are love. You are loved. You are loving. There is nothing more powerful. And from this place of love, giving and receiving love, anything that you truly desire that's truly of your highest and best good, naturally must come from your beingness. You think it with love, and it shows up easily when you are ready. For all things that we truly desire come from our feelings. All good, whatever that is, comes from love. Focus on love. Focus on being the loving being who you are. Focus on honoring you. Simply be you. Allow yourself to be in places and with people who allow you, who honor you, who respect you, being you. And the more they honor, love, and respect you, being you, the greater your beingness is expressed. The more love that is expressed through you, your gifts and life purpose show up naturally in the beingness, in the lovingness of you, from you and others. Yes, be wise in your choices. Yes, be wise in your friends. Yes, be wise in who and what you surround yourself with. You read, you listen to. Yes, be you. Allow yourself to fully be you. It starts with honoring you now. Right now, feeling the love who you are. Seeing the beauty inside. No matter what else you've ever thought, know your trueness, your greatness, your beingness now. You are like a newborn baby. This is a newborn year. And all children are beautiful. Treat yourself as you would a new child. See the beauty in them. See all the potential that could ever be in them. Love them for who they are. The magnificence within them. When we see an oak tree and we pick up an acorn, we know within that acorn is the magnificent oak tree. That is just like you, this newborn being, again this year. And whatever has transpired in years past, in days past, in simply yesterday, has no bearing on today. Let go all those external things, the needing to fit in, to understand, to resolve, to solve, to be like, to be liked. Let it all go. That is effort. Be the magnificence who you are. See within yourself the magnificent oak tree in the core of your being, in the acorn of your heart. See the beautiful child who you know can do no wrong, who is you inside of you. Love yourself now. No matter what else you may hear from others about you and others. Do not believe them. Honor your sacredness, your holy being, the greatness inside of you. Love yourself. Love you. Honor you. Respect you first. For when you do, you're honoring your sacredness. You're honoring the seed of light, who you are, the star of light, who you are, the incredible being who you are, for you are a child of God. Be the God who you are. Be love. Feel love. Act love. Think love. See through the eyes of love. Allow love to guide you every moment of this day. Feel the magnificence of love bubble up from the inside out. Feel how that feels right now in the purity of this moment, so you will not forget it. And if you ever feel other than this purity of this moment now, this smile, this peace, this harmony, this richness inside, know momentarily you separated from your beingness. You stepped into exerting some other part of you to fit in. Let it go. Come back to beingness. Come back to this perfect moment. Come back to love. And do so under grace. No self-deprecation. Simply love yourself as a child who fell when they meant to stand and walk. Simply laugh it off. Stand up again and step out again in love. Be the love who you are. Feel that love right now. See yourself with love. Feel that inside. And now, when we step out and see the world, as we are asked to do right now, on this new day, this first day of this new year, from your heart center, through a heart filled with love, through eyes who see with the eyes of love, with every cell and atom that's emitting love, look out from our inner eye to Mother Earth. Select any place in Mother Earth, within your house, within your city, within your business, within the country of your birth or where you live, or as I am guided to the Middle East right now. You know, it's a place really where all humanity started. It's a place that many believe all humanity could end. The higher view is we are all one. And from this place, or any place where you focus your attention, I invite you now to send out 90 billion megahertz of pure love from your heart center now. Feel that love. Feel that peace. Feel that harmony. Feel that prosperity. And no matter what is happening in the place that you are focusing on, you feel and see pure love emanating from you, infinite love emanating from you. See it now, bathing the space, this place. Seeing and feeling the sacredness of this place. Seeing and feeling and sending love, love, and more love. Infinite love, see the light inside of you, simply bathe the entire area with love. And see and feel all involved in this place, every person, regardless of their position, business person, leader, politician, private citizen, as we really all are, children of God. See them as they really are. See the light inside of them. Feel the light inside of you. Connect with them. Send them love. Send them pure love essence now. The light inside of you connecting with the light inside of them. Feeling and knowing that love is the only truth and survives all things. We are love. They are love. You are love. And all is well. Holding this space, as I invite you now to chant with me the universal sound of pure love. And that sound is Om. We'll chant it 3 times. You can mute or unmute, it doesn't matter. From your heart center, seeing and feeling this love emitting from you, this pure light, the color of your choice, bathing this place, perhaps the Middle East, Israel, and the Gaza Strip in particular, with 90 billion megahertz of pure love now. Feel the love, bathe the area in sound and light. For energy as it vibrates creates the sound of love. Pure love essence is Om. And you may say it at any time. As you continue to see and feel love for this place, come back and see the light inside of you. Reclaim the love, the light inside of you, the sacredness of your being. See that color swirling inside of you. Come back to be who you are. Honor the sacred, holy being who you are, a being of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Know, dear one, you are love. You are loved. You are loving. And all is well. And when you're ready, let's come on back from the place we have been, knowing who we are again. Feel the sensation in your toes and your fingers. Wiggle them ever so gently. Sway your head back and forth. With your eyes still closed, come back into your own prayer position. Hands together like a prayer temple to your heart. I bless you and thank you. I invite you to bless and thank you now and each of us who've shared this sacred day and brought in this new year, this new day, today, with our beingness, with love. Namaste. You are blessed. You are loved. Thank you.